Now let's take a trip between the sandstone walls of Canyon de Chelly in northern Arizona, home of Spider Rock, the remains of ancient villages, and peaches.
Kelly Vaughn is a senior editor for Arizona Highways magazine, and she met the Navajo people who still tend to the peach trees that have survived in the canyon for hundreds of years and have seemingly been shaped by their unusual home. Vaughn described the peaches with reverence in the magazine's May edition, quote, "It's as though the fruit has absorbed the colors of the canyon walls, yellow, pink, orange, amber, rose, coral. They're the colors of a sunset over Spider Rock, the colors of the sand from which the peaches grew." Our co-host Lauren Gilger caught up with Vaughn to talk more about her piece and the long history behind peaches in this unlikely place.
I actually want to start at the end of your story. This is an unusual place for peaches to grow in Canyon de Chelly there, and that shows in the fruit. And you describe this experience at the end of the story of biting into one. So can you tell us, what does it taste like? What do they look like? How are they unique?
Sure. Biting into one of the Canyon de Chelly peaches is really kind of a sensory experience. Of course, you have the taste of it, and it's kind of sweet and bitter all at once, which is kind of shocking because typically when I think of peaches, right, the kind we get at the grocery store, it's that big, sweet, juicy sort of mm-hmm. feeling. These have a little bit of sour to them. They're smaller, and they have a really distinct snap when you bite into the skin. So you're kind of getting all of this auditory sensation. You're getting that beautiful taste.
Yeah. So let's rewind a little and go through a little bit of this history. When did and how did peaches get to Canyon de Chelly?
Well, when I was researching this story, I discovered that it's believed that peaches actually originated in a mountain range in China. And there are actually archaeological records of peaches that go back about 2.6 million years. So through natural human migration, the fruit was taken west across Asia, across the Middle East, and then eventually they ended up in Europe. And as we know, as the Spanish began exploring, they took a lot of things with them as well. So those Spanish explorers ended up taking peaches to the New World. In the 1600s, I believe, they were documented in Mexico. And then by the 1700s, they were in the desert Southwest, brought here by Spanish explorers, conquistadors, those types of people.
This goes way, way back then. But the peaches haven't been, there were some bumps along the road. Let's put it that way. How were they nearly destroyed?
Well, as you know, in the 1860s, there was a massive campaign to remove the Navajo people from their ancestral home. We've all heard of Kit Carson and the stories about him, and he really led the charge under orders from the U.S. Army. So in the 1860s, late 1850s, early 1860s, Kit Carson and his men came into Canyon de Chelly. They decimated the Navajos' crops of peaches and other things, corn, etc. And then they drove the people out of the canyon. I have one source in the story, Sylvia Watchman, and she talks about how her grandfather was a chief, and he just begged a soldier to let him back into the canyon because he missed the canyon's walls. He missed his crops. He missed all of it. But history wasn't kind. Eventually, the Navajo were allowed back into Canyon de Chelly, and many of them continue to live there in the bottom of the canyon.
Tell us more about Sylvia. She remembers picking and eating these peaches as a kid.
She does. Sylvia, like so many of the other people I spoke to for this story, they have a really deep connection to the fruit. There's a spiritual component, there's a cultural component, and then there's a personal component. So yeah, she remembers picking and eating peaches with her elders. They would store the peaches. Sometimes they would sit on rocks and eat too many of them in one day. So she remembers that from her childhood. And now she has more than several peach trees on her property, just kind of in an attempt to reclaim that heritage. The Navajo believe that everything is connected. So for them, the peaches are spiritually sacred because they come from the earth, you know, the mother, all of that. So it's a very deep connection that the Navajo people have to these crops.
tell us about the efforts now to sort of bring these back and to cultivate them again in Canyon de Chelly.
There's actually an independent art curator, fine art expert in Santa Fe named Eileen Brazil. And she has made inroads with the Navajo people, and she actually began the Peachtree Project. And its mission is to raise funds for the cultivation, transport, and planting of the peach trees in Canyon de Chelly. One of the challenges, as you can imagine, is the terrain. It's not easy to get into Canyon de Chelly, especially with truckloads of trees. And then we run into the issue of how do you water them? The water that once was naturally existent in the canyon isn't as easily accessible. There are problems with invasive species, olive trees, that use so much of the water that is available down there. So the project aims to cultivate and plant the trees in the canyon and then be able to maintain them by trucking water in.
How far have they gotten and how far do they have left to go?
Fits and starts. I would say it's probably a never-ending process. They had some help from the Student Conservation Association. They had a crew go in to help clear some of the invasive species and get rid of that Russian olive that's taken over the canyon. They replaced boards on bridges and helped with other things to try to make this peach tree project a little bit easier. They weren't in the canyon last year. Officials say they hope that the SCA will be back in the canyon this year to help out. So I would say it's an ongoing process. And given the current situation, it's made even more challenging.
All right. That is Kelly Vaughn, a senior editor with Arizona Highways. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us to tell us this story.
Thank you, Lauren.